Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitators and coaches Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams to delve into different areas of your life, get unstuck, and create the life that is truly possible for you. These joyful ladies have changed their lives by utilizing the tools and techniques they share with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Kathy and Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, everybody. This is Kathy Williams here with Betsy McLaughlin, my co-host. And welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. We are so delighted to be here with you today and our fun topic, expanding awareness of entities. This topic has actually really changed so much for my life. And so I'm excited to dive in and explore, you know, angels, ancestors, ghosts, guides, and more, nature spirits, all of these different entities can communicate with us and contribute to us if we're willing to have that. And I know a lot of people have resistance, like, are they really real, or you know, are they more powerful than me? So we're going to explore all that and explore the things that we can do with entities. The three things, basically, are communicate with them, clear them, and receive from them. So I'm wondering where we're going to go today and what this conversation can change as you open up to the possibilities, as we all open up to the possibilities. So, hi, Bets, how are you today?
Hello. I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Yay! You want to talk a little bit about us? Yeah,
sure.
Before we dive in? Cool.
Let's dive right in. So we are certified facilitators with Access Consciousness, and that means that we've had a lot of training on a lot of different subjects and facilitate consciousness, and we have so much fun with it. And the radio show started, gosh, I don't even know how long ago. Is it 4 years now?
I think 4 years.
So we started with Sadie Lake, who has gone on to other adventures. And Sadie and I invited Kathy, I think about a year into it. And we just had so much fun with the show and talking about all kinds of different subjects. And we are radio show hosts. We're also authors of several books. And what else do? We teach and we coach and we travel doing these things. So we just have so much fun and love contributing to you guys.
Yes, and we're real people, so you can reach us on Facebook at Kathy Jones Williams and Betsy McLaughlin, and we're also mothers, and I mean, just, you know, Betsy's a real estate agent over in Maryland, and I hail from the island of Maui, where I often have workshops and stuff like that, and I'm finally back home, which is so fabulous, after traveling for 9.5 weeks. So,
we could do
please
a show
reach
even
out to
on
us.
How do you pack for a 9.5 week show? Or 9.5 week trip? How do you pack for that? We could do a show all on that.
Okay. And of course, you know, as listeners, we would love to hear your suggestions for shows. You know, I heard from someone today saying, I listen to your show every single week. And, you know, if you guys have topics for us, please let us know. Yeah. Facebook is a great way. We have Imperfect Brilliance on Facebook and, you know, each of our individual Facebook pages as well. And we also are imperfectbrilliance@gmail.com. So send on in your suggestions or even what's not clear. You know, if we say something and that's really unclear to you, ping us. Send us a message.
Yeah, let
and
us know.
We can do a show about that or, you know, go in a little deeper or whatever it is. So we're always open to suggestions.
Oh, sorry, Kat. Yes, absolutely. We're so open for suggestions. And you guys can even call in, too. We love
people.
Call us.
It's certainly been a while.
Questions. It has been a while.
So I wonder what else is possible with that. Yes, but having you on the air, you don't even have to say your name. You could be like, oh, my name is Wonder Woman. And we'll be like, cool, Wonder Woman, what's your question?
Come on, Wonder Woman, call us. Or Superman, give us a call.
Yeah. it's just really fun to interact. And we like that. We like to have fun. I mean, too often in life, people are serious and bring heaviness to situations that could be really light. And one of our targets is to bring lightness to our lives and be a contribution to that in your life. So, and one of the areas that gets really clouded with all sorts of conclusion and misinformation is entities, the world of entities. And the definition of entity in Webster's dictionary is that which is perceived or known or inferred to have its own physical existence. So this can be a living or non-living thing. It could be a person, a tree, a business, a book or work of art, a song, any of these creations are entities. And then also things like, you know, angels or guides or spirits or all sorts of things around them. Those are entities as well. And there's a lot of misinformation about them, often because of, like, movies and stuff like that. So we can dive in and kind of unwind some of that.
For sure. You know, children are always, you know, they're always so open, right, to seeing things. And, you know, so I wonder, like, for a lot of people listening, how much did you see or hear or were aware of as a child? And then when you told an adult, you were told that was impossible or said that you had a very vivid imagination, you know. So how much did you actually shut down what you knew, saw, or heard by being told by an adult that that was impossible?
Right. Wow. Yeah, or, oh, that's your imaginary friend. And so how much do we cut off our awareness or invalidate it because other people are telling us, hey, that's not real, or that's your imagination, or don't make stuff up.
Right. I know that there were a lot of times when I was younger that I would know something was going to happen, or, you know, like, oh, I've been here before. Things like that was like, to a logical, you know, like if you were trying to think about it, there's no way I could have known that this stuff was going to happen. But I just knew, and I was always told that I didn't know what I was talking about, or it was impossible. so I started shutting down these capacities that I had. And, you know, like, and I wonder too, there's a lot of people who do see things or hear things, and then they shut it down by being told this. So what about you, Kathy?
Okay.
Did you have anything like that when you were growing up?
Oh, definitely. You know, one time our car was broken into, and I knew something bad was happening in that, you know, while that was going on. And I remember saying to myself, that's so weird. That's so weird. I knew. And, you know, and of course, when you're making it weird or wrong or bad or something, there's more of the likelihood that you're going to shut it off. So, yeah, I think this is a good time for the clearing statement. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So the clearing statement is designed to bypass your logical thinking mind. And it's a bunch of words basically to clear energies. And so we definitely will use the clearing statement on this show. And, you know, if you'd like more information, we don't really have time to go into it really on the deep level. But if you're curious about it, you can go to theclearingstatement.com. And you can get more information. And there's a nice little video there that explains it. But for the purposes of today, just think about it as like a magic wand that will clear energies, clear anything that's stuck or and contribute to you in that way. Did you have a clearing, Kathy?
Yes. So everywhere we've cut off our awareness of entities, of, you know, any kind of beings that we had been aware of as children, will you destroy and uncreate that?
Yes, absolutely.
Right, wrong, right, good, wrong. Bad, pudpock. All nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
Boys and beyonds. Wow.
Yeah.
There was a lot of energy there, Kathy.
There was. Yeah. So apparently we do this dynamically and not only with entities, with lots of things. As you mentioned, you know, sometimes you knew when people when something was going to happen. And, so everywhere we've cut off our awareness because other people have invalidated it. So everywhere we've cut it off or shut it down because other people have invalidated it, will you destroy and uncreate that?
Yes, right and wrong, good and bad, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So that's the clearing statement, a bunch of words that don't make any sense.
Yeah.
So, wow, like I wonder how dynamically all of our listeners and even ourselves, Kathy, that, you know, we know that we've shut a lot down, but I wonder, like, even beyond that, like how much more have we shut things down than we've even realized? So everything, wow, there's so much energy here. So everything that is, everywhere that, you know, you're either like not wanting to look at that or you're kind of going to the, oh my gosh, would you destroy and uncreate all that, everything that that's bringing up and letting down in your world?
Yes.
Right,
right, wrong, good, bad, pud, puck, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Yeah. And in this area of entities, you know, with so many misconceptions and all of that, it's like how many misconceptions and incorrect ideas about have we believed, have we bought into about entities, about angels, about spirits, about ghosts, about any of that? Will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Whoa.
Yeah. So, and I'm going to just add a little bit to that. You know, like destroying and create all the definitions and the conclusions around what that is and isn't.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right wrong, good, bad, pud, pock. All nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
Beyond. Wow. And every, you know, and it's interesting too. We so go to the space of trying to define it and trying to understand it and figure it out. You know, and so in doing that, how much do we cut off our awareness and our knowing?
That is so true. So let's do this. Everywhere you've bought other people's ideas about entities as more valid and real than your awareness, will you destroy and uncreate that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, podpock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. I'm kind of hearing my own self echo. Do you hear that?
No, uh-uh.
Okay, cool.
Don't hear it. It's interesting when you do get the echo, though. You're like, wait, who's talking? Oh, it's me.
Again. and one of the big things I want to bring in about entities is just because it's an entity doesn't mean it's smarter than you or more conscious than you or more capable of you than you or better in any way. In fact, a lot of entities are on this planet are not even aware that their body has died, that it's gone. Okay, they're that mired in unconsciousness. And you can be a catalyst for helping them become free. Okay? Just asking them, you know, are you aware you don't have a body anymore? Like, you don't have to remain here, can be a huge gift for them to be like, what? Oh, goodbye. I'm not stuck. And we'll talk way more about this when we come back from the break. Thanks for listening to Imperfect Brilliance, everybody. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I liked kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance, everybody. It's Kathy Williams here with Betsy McLaughlin, my co-host, and we are talking about entities today. So we just started to talk about the three things that you can do with entities, which are communicate with entities, clear entities or receive from them. And the majority of the time, honestly, they're going to want to be cleared. Okay. Now, that includes entities like what I was just talking about, or we were just talking about a few minutes ago, those that have left their body, who aren't even really aware that they've left their body. Those you can clear, and that's a huge gift to both you and them. And we're going to talk a little bit more about clearing entities and then also communicating and receiving. So, Betsy, I'm not hearing you. So, I think maybe she's gone right now, so we'll just see. So when there are entities that are stuck on this planet and they're not really aware that they've died, the easiest thing to do with them is to clear them. And you know, I've definitely from time to time in my life had this intensity around me where I'm like, I feel there's a lot of, I feel almost, what would you say, anxious, but not anxious, just sort of like there's a lot going on, even though no one else is in the room, or maybe two or three people are in the room. It feels like a lot of people are in the room. This can often, for me, often happens at a bar. Like if I'm at a bar and there's a lot, you know, like I used to not even be able to really go to bar atmospheres because it's just like, there's so much going on here. Well, in fact, there is. There are a lot more beings in the room than we're usually acknowledging. So yeah. These can be great places to start to clear entities. There you are.
Yes. I'm back.
So would you like to talk a little bit about entity clearing and taking them a little bit back in time and then forward again?
Well, I wasn't sure exactly where we were going to go on the call today. I love what you were talking about with the stuck energies. And the, for me too, when I feel, when I start to feel a lot of anxiety or anxiety is not exactly the right word for it. It can be like, and now I realize that it's my awareness of what's going on or who's around, that beings that may not have bodies. And so when I ask that, sometimes I feel like I'm really being crowded. Does that make sense?
Totally. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll feel like I'm like really constricted and I feel really crowded and I might be feeling like anxious or agitated or something where even a few minutes before I wasn't. So now I know through all of the wonderful tools that we have that I can start asking questions. So I can ask questions like, you know, what is this? What is this feeling that I have? What is this anxiety? What is this stress feeling that I might be feeling? And then, you know, does this belong to me? And if I get a no, that it's not mine, it's like, oh, okay, well, is there, you know, are there beings here that require something from me? And if I get, you know, like if somebody's here, you know, if I get a yes, and it's all like energetic for me, I don't hear like a voice talking to me or anything. It's just more an energetic awareness. So if I ask these questions and I'm getting a yes, then I'm like, oh, okay. So what do I do with this awareness that's coming in? So if I get that it's a being that's looking for something, it's like, are you looking for facilitation? Are you looking for, you know, and if so, I just start asking questions. And I'll get yeses or nos, or if I don't get an answer, then I ask more questions. So if I get questions that, you know, and what you had said earlier in the show about saying to the beings, I think this was right before the break, you know, like, are you even aware that you don't have a body? A lot of times that's all I really need to say. And they're like, oh, like, no, you don't have a body anymore. So you're not stuck here. You can go anywhere. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. And they're gone. And you get the energy of it's just like, poof. So, but sometimes, so is there anything else you'd like to add there before we move on?
No, I think that's really great. You're okay. Making it clear. Yeah.
Okay. I know. And it can be a little confusing. So then if that is, if I get that there is something else required, then I can start asking like, okay, well, do you know, like you don't have a body. Okay. And so then asking like the entity, the being that is there, and it could be one, it could be a few, you never really know, you know, and it's nothing to be upset about or to get scared about or anything. It's not like, you know, Hollywood movies where it's like, oh my gosh, there's a being here and he's gonna, you know, burn down my house or, you know, terrorize me or anything. It's nothing like that. And I think a lot of people have there's such a stigma about it. A lot has to do with because of, you know, the Hollywood movies and things like that, or where people talk about haunted houses or things of that nature, that it automatically becomes a scary thing. And
thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And how much have people made it weird to mm-hmm. communicate or interact with these beings? So, mm-hmm. like, in order to be really conscious, you have to be really aware. And if you're cutting off awareness of things or of beings, can you truly be fully conscious? And so, you know, it's this, it's kind of a push-pull, right? Where you're like, well, if I do this thing, I'm weird, but I really would like to be conscious. And so, you know, in fact, I was listening to Shannon O'Hara, who's a huge inspiration for me. She's been aware of entities her entire life. And so, you know, even as a child, you know, being in the Tower of London and getting sick, you know, we're disgusted by all that's going on. And it's sort of like what she had to say is, guys, people are going to think you're weird if you do this. And guess what? You are stupid if you don't, because first off, stupid means you're cutting off your awareness. But these beings are so willing to gift to you and contribute to you and make your life better. So would you be willing to do something really weird if it's going to make your life better? and honestly, like in my life, since being willing to have the awareness of entities and light beings and nature spirits, I've had more bliss in my life than ever before. And I've had spontaneous healings, like just asking for contribution. And you know, it's just expanded so much. So everywhere you're unwilling to have that for whatever reason, will you destroy and uncreate that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right and wrong, good and bad.
Right, wrong, good and bad.
Short talk. Boys and beyond.
Boys and beyond.
You know, it's such an interesting thing that, you know, when we refuse what we know, we are cutting off our awareness. So if we don't have awareness of everything, then what does that create in our lives?
More unawareness.
Okay. And so when you have unawareness, what is that creating for your life? So for me, when I'm in the space of unawareness, it creates tension or drama, or I don't see something coming. So it could be something upsetting. It could be a lot of different things. When I'm in the space of like total awareness, a lot of times it doesn't make sense. But I now know that it's okay. It doesn't have to make sense for me to be aware of it, and I don't have to understand it, and I don't have to figure it out.
Yay!
Right?
That's freedom.
So it really is freedom. So I'm like, okay, and it could be something really simple, like, you know, I'm going to go the back way to the grocery store today. You know, it doesn't have to be some big, like, oh my God, I'm so aware of everything. And because I'm aware of everything, I'm going to, you know, blah, blah, blah. It could be something like, and just listening to that awareness, and then later you could find out, oh, there was an accident here, or, you know, there was a water main break or something, like, you know. And when you follow your awareness, when it doesn't make sense, then, you know, what are you opening up for your life? And with that too, like, how much are all of these beings that Kathy has mentioned a few times, like, how much are they all contributing to you, where you might not even realize that they are contributing to you?
And would you be willing to ask for contribution? And that's a big part of receiving from light beings, is you've got to ask and be willing to receive. And and it's simple. It's simple. And we can go through an exercise here, a short one. And I'm going to actually have 5 days, a 5-day class starting on Thursday, of connecting with light beings, nature spirits, and other entities. And, you know, this class has really been pulling me for a long time. And I was like, me? And they were like, yes. And I said, okay. And recognized that over the course of the summer, you know, more and more exercises have popped in to do during the 5 days. And so I'm really excited to share some of these, and we can do one in just a few minutes about connecting. And the thing is, they're around and they're willing to contribute. It's just that we've got to ask. So where are you not asking? And what could you be asking that if you would ask, it would expand your life dynamically? If you want more information on that class, it's $40. It's like $39, and it's for 5 days, and it is at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. So meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. And so before we move on, is there anything else to talk about with clearing before we move more to communicating and receiving?
Go ahead.
One of the things that, you know, Shannon really suggests is a simple way of clearing entities, where you take them back in time, like you recognize, okay, there are entities around. And one thing you can do is, if you sense maybe there are entities around at night and you don't like that, you can say, hey, you know what? You have to go now. Just like any client you might have or any friend you might have who comes, maybe acquaintance, not friend, who comes around at like 9 p.m. or 3 in the morning, you would be like, go away. It's not the time right now. I'm willing to talk to you at 9 or at 8 or whatever. And so you can send them away. You could say, you know, right now is not the time. Or if you feel like now is the time, go for it, where you say, truth, who are you, or who you be? And then who were you before that? Truth before that. Truth before that. And truth, who will you be in the future? And what are you? And what were you before that? And before that? And before that? And what will you be in the future? And what we're doing by doing that is taking them back in time, saying, hey, you know what? You haven't always been stuck here, right? And you have a future. And then that's so simple, and they can go. Is there anything you want to add to that?
I would just kind of echo that it really is simple. It really is as easy as that. And it doesn't, you know, and it's not a big dramatic thing.
Thank you. Yeah.
It really it does work. And it's, again, like what we're talking about today is, for a lot of people, it's very different. It's very weird. And it's, you know, I get that it might be a little bit uncomfortable, but, and in that, like, how much freedom can it give you if you're willing to, you know, like, willing to try this and see if it creates some space and some freedom in your world?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I mean, just play with it. Yeah, curious, you know, with all of this,
yeah.
Don't just like blindly trust us, get super curious,
yeah.
And be like, hey, I wonder if that would work for me. Like, and even with a pain in your body, sometimes if you get a sense like, well, it's not really mine. I've asked that question. Truth, is this mine? Is it someone else's? Is it, and that doesn't feel right. Is it something else? And you get the sense, whoa, it's something else. What is that? Is that an entity? If you get the sense it's an entity, you can clear it just like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what, I think we're about to go to our next break, but so I'll remember what this is. So you guys are listening to Imperfect Brilliance, and we are talking about some fun, wild, and wacky stuff today. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. Betsy McLaughlin, Kathy Williams.
And we are excited to play with you about entities. Betsy, you're breaking up a little bit. So.
Oh, dear.
There we go. I hear you much better now. Yeah. So clearing entities. And it sounded like you had a little bit more to say about that.
I did. And now I'm trying to remember what it was. And it's escaped me at the moment. I was going to write it down, and it like left the building. So hopefully it will come back, because it was something I wanted to touch on.
Okay. Well, if it comes back, please speak up. And I wanted to talk a little bit about communicating with entities, because clearing is like the bit, like so much of the time, more than 75% of the time, or 70%, you know, you'll be clearing. So that's just like what has to occur, especially if you're at like a hospital or somewhere where there are lots of drugs. And in areas where people use drugs, including recreational drugs, there are generally more entities around, just so you kind of know that. And like the next thing that we're that you might be asked to do is to communicate with entities. And this is kind of a larger conversation. And in fact, if you go on over to talktotheentities.com, so talktotheentities.com is Shannon O'Hara's site, and she's actually going to be on our show on August 28th, and Shannon is amazing. But she has a whole class, like an hour and a half class or an hour class, you can purchase about communicating with entities. So, you know, if our 5 or 10 minutes is not enough for you and you're really like, no, I would love to communicate with entities, hop on over there and you can get a class to really dive into this. But the important thing to know – oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd say she's got a great – you know, she's got a book, Talk to the Entities, that you can get, you know, at a plethora of places, including Amazon. And it really is – it's very, very interesting. She's got a ton of information out there. So if this is piquing your curiosity at all, you know, like, and we're literally just barely scratching the surface of the conversation about all of this. So that's a great resource. Thank you.
Yeah. I've learned so much, and that's not my only source, but definitely an amazing resource. And so, the important thing to know about communicating with entities is entities don't communicate in the same way we do. And that's, well, that's kind of obvious. I mean, like, they don't have voices. Sometimes people forget that. So, you know, and we're all different. Like, our mode of receiving can be very different. Like, Betsy, I know you're a very auditory person in certain respects, not always, but in certain respects. Whereas I'm pretty visual, like I'll receive images, or even, and I think both of us kind of get downloads where we just know something. And then sometimes there's the kinesthetic element, so where you'll feel something. So, you know, one of the really interesting things, which we're going to go into in these 5 days, of energetic exercises with entities that I'm doing, is to start to acknowledge how you receive information from entities, because it can be totally different. And to start to trust that, because again, when we've cut off our awareness, when we've decided, no, that's weird or invalid, like the trust of ourselves can go away. And it's like, no, you actually can trust yourself with all of that. So when you're asking to communicate with an entity, you could ask to just, you know, okay, what's an entity I could really sit with right now and receive from and communicate with, and just start to ask it questions and see what comes to you. You know, are you a male or a female? Yep. Do I know you? Do you have information for me or someone I know, you know, and what is that? And is there anything you want to add to that, Betsy?
Well, I think those are some great questions.
Um, Yeah, and I mean, you can receive lots of messages. I've received messages for people, received messages about people, received messages for myself. I've cried. and you could even ask for, like, who has a message who's relevant, that's relevant to my life right now, so that you're not trying to filter through all sorts of different messages. But then if entities have a message for someone you don't know, like, you want to sift through that. So one of the more useful things I've learned to ask is, you know, if you, and I'll just broadcast this, like, any entities in and around my property, if you have a message for someone that's not me, like, and you would like me to communicate that, you have to bring that person to me, right? With money. I'm not just going to tell them your message for free. Mm-hmm. You have to bring that person to me with money. And yeah. So how can they contribute to you in that way?
Totally. And, you know, they are so willing to contribute. They have to be asked. It has to be like a free will kind of thing.
Oh, sorry, Betsy, you're breaking up a little bit. There's some interesting noise going on your line. No.
A little bit here. The conversation. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
A little bit better, but not really.
Can you hear me better now?
No, not really.
Oh, dear.
You know, if you guys have questions about this too, I know it's such a foreign topic or idea for a lot of people. And, you know, it really doesn't have to be a scary thing or a hard thing. It can be a fun thing. And again, there's a lot of depths that we can't get into in an hour. So, you know, Shannon's classes are amazing, and these 5 days are going to be amazing. You can find it at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. So meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming or /pulls, because it's energetic exercises and energy pulls to connect with light beings, nature spirits, and other entities. So can we hear you now? No? Darn. Okay, well, let's move into the realm of receiving. And receiving is one of those things that most of us dynamically cut ourselves off from, thinking, well, I have to give back, or I can only receive good energy and not bad energy. And that's a whole show in itself. And it's like consciousness or oneness includes everything and judges nothing and rejects nothing. So everywhere you're rejecting certain energies and receiving from certain energies, would you be willing to let that go? Yeah, and receive. And one of the things you can do is start to invite your team, you might call them guides or guardian angels or whatever it is, your team of beings that's willing to support you, invite all the other entities around you to just back off. Like, and I do say, back off, okay, give me space. And invite your team to come in closer. And usually this is really easier when you're not in a car driving and you don't have, you know, 7 other people around you and stuff like that, where you have some space and you just soften and soften even more and let down any barriers to receiving. And invite them to kind of touch you and invite them to make their presence known to you. Let me know you're here. Let me feel you. Let me become aware of you in the most vivid way that's possible for me. And again, soften even more. And what energy, what space, what consciousness can you be to perceive and receive your team with total ease? And soften even more. And soften even more. And anything that comes up for you, don't push it away, don't judge it, just soften even more. And sometimes people think, well, I'm imagining things or I'm not sure anything's really happening. And that's okay too, right? It's an experience. Just like when you ride a bike for the first time, it's an experience and you get better at it. Good. And you can always, anywhere you are, you can open up to receiving even more. Like I will, instead of just automatically checking Facebook now, I'll just be like, oh, how much more can I receive in this 10 seconds? How much more can I soften? How much more am I willing to receive? And if you sense yourself getting dizzy, that is something that happens for people sometimes as you're expanding your awareness and your ability to take in energy. It's not a bad thing, but make sure you're, you know, lying down or sitting down or something. So we're gonna, like, it's upgrading your nervous system to be able to perceive and receive energies that you haven't been able to receive before.
Right.
Is actually upgrading your nervous system. Is there anything you'd like to add to that?
That was beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. It really is, you know, it's practice, and don't doubt yourself, I think would be one of the things I would add. Don't doubt when you hear things, you know, like, you know what you know. You know what you know. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So everywhere you're inclined to doubt yourself or resist what you've received, will you destroy and uncreate that, please? Right,
yeah.
Wrong, good, bad, pock, pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond.
So are you willing to acknowledge what you know and acknowledge, oh, I know what it was. It came back. Yay.
Yay.
So yay. What I was going to say is, if you're listening to this conversation and this is intriguing you even the teeny tiny bit, like, what capacities do you already have that you've never even asked or explored or acknowledged? And what more can you create and expand upon what you know and what maybe what you've been pretending really hard not to know.
I love that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So everywhere we're pretending not to know or denying that we know.
Yeah.
And everywhere we're pretending not to receive or denying that we can receive. Can we destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes, absolutely. Oof. Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And with that receiving piece, you know, like, how much more can we receive from the nature spirits, from your guides, from the angels, from all of the entities, from the trees? Remember, everything, you know, is an entity of some sort. Nature, the flowers, they're all entities. And it, so when you are willing to receive from everything, how much will that contribute to your life? And so with the a little exercise that Kathy did earlier, you know, like your barriers were down, you were expanding and softening. So in that expanded space of being more available to receive from everything around you, I wonder even if there was a little, you know, exercise you could do, like going outside, or you don't even have to physically be outside, you can be inside and ask all of the elements and nature and all of the entities to contribute to you.
Wow. Yes. That kind of exercise can really change so much. So thank you, Betsy. Thanks for this conversation today. And thank you to our listeners. Yeah, please reach out, guys. And you can listen anytime on SoundCloud, on iom.fm, and on iTunes. You can subscribe right there on your phone. So, and let us know what you'd like to hear more of. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, everybody. Bye-bye. Have a great week.
Aloha.